two-wheel cart. That was Elijah's thing, and we had some roads that that two-wheel cart wheel would get solid in mud if you didn't stop and push it off. It'd just pick it up and roll it up in mud. Well, a horse couldn't pull a buggy with four wheels that on there, see, it'd lock. And sometimes that wheel would rub against the armhole on the seat till I'd have to push it over there to get it back.
I see.
But there wasn't no such thing as a car or carrying the mail in that day and time. There wasn't any road.
Mm-hmm. And the roads were all dirt roads?
All very little gravel. Mm-hmm. Well, I carried it through them months. And as I said, the bull wheel that hit hard the year before is still holding on in the 20s. You couldn't make any cotton hardly at all, you see. So that 3 months on there enabled me to put enough down payment on this place to keep them loose. I was about to lose it. I just paid $100 on down when I got it. I bought it, promised $1,000 for this 6 acres here and a very good little house on it, not this one. And that mail route enabled me to pay enough to hold it. They were threatening to take it away from me because I hadn't paid for it. See, that was about 3 years, you see, that hadn't paid anything on just the interest. Mm-hmm. But that I put that on and that saved.
I see.
But it rocked on a few more years, and I bought it through the mail carrier. It was his sister's place, but he was handling for her. Mm-hmm. And I bought it through him. Well, he decided that the best thing they could do was take it away from me and sell it again. They didn't make that much of it, you see. So I went to a neighbor and asked him about the money, and he said, "Now I'll tell you, Martin." He said, "Money's hard to come by. I've got lots of money out. But," he says, "if I get some in the next few days, I'll let you know." Well, I thought that was a push-off. But it wasn't long until he called me and told me, "I got the money if you want it." Mm-hmm. I said, "Good." He said, "No, now there's a hitch about it." He said, "I get 10% for my money, and if you don't want it, it's all right." He said, "We'll have to fix your papers, so we'll add that 4% to the principal, and I charge you 6% on the papers, but I'm charging you 10 in the others." I said, "Well, I'll have to take it because I'm going to lose my business like this." Well, you know, that was in 26 or 7. Well, in 28, I paid him the last dollar I owed him.
That's 28.
In 1928, I had this little place paid for. I told him, I said, "Mr. Edwards, this is the biggest Christmas present I ever got in my life. I got a home and got it paid for." Mm-hmm. He said, "I told your brother last year sometime, since I met him, that you were going to pay for that place, that I was going to see you did. I didn't care how long it took. You was going to pay for it, and I was going to see you did." And said, "Did you pay for it?"
Well, that's good. That's really, the mail carrier, the one that you substituted for, owned it?
His sister owned the place. I bought it from, it belongs to his sister.
I see.
Him and his brother had bought this place, and his sister, her husband had died over there, and they brought her back here, and they gave her the place, and she paid them with money that she got for her husband's insurance. So I dug into that to be sure that I wasn't getting into trouble about the papers, you see, about the deed. That it was paid for, and the record showed that she had paid for the place with money that was made to her from his insurance, you see. And there wasn't no dice of the children ever caused me any trouble.
So it's clear. I see. So since 1928 you've farmed here?
Farmed here. Uh-huh. And then I substituted all those years getting one time the carrier had the mumps that were 40 days old. And that hit, that was a good pull, you see. Mm-hmm. And several times, then in the time of it, when I first started carrying the mail, he didn't get but 15 days, regardless of sickness or anything else, you see. He had to lose it if he carried if he was off more than 15 days. But the Postal Service passed a new law that gave him 10 days extra sick leave, you see. He could have 15 days annual leave and 10 days sick leave, you see. But he couldn't be off more than 2 or 3 days without a certificate from a doctor certifying he was sick and wasn't able to carry the mail. Well, he hardly ever stayed off long in that. Sometime he had to, not often, you see. Mm-hmm. But he managed to get all those days during the year and with his annual leave.